肉身的形式来到我们中间。
That we might know you.
我们这样的话能够认识你。
The only true God and Jesus Christ who you sent.
那真正的永生神啊，以圣子基督的形式来到我们中间。
Now, Lord, as we explore His testimony on earth, we pray, Lord, that you would open our understanding.
当我们学习他在地上啊所做一些见证的时候，求您帮助我们能理解。
That Lord, we might know Him better.
至于让我们能够更深的认识他。
And in knowing Him better, Lord, we know You better.
我们借着他也更深的认识您，父啊。
And so, Father, we ask that you would bless each one here today.
父啊，我们请求您祝福我们今天在座的每一位。
We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So today we're finishing chapter 5 of John. John chapter 5.
今天我们要结束约翰福音五章的查考。新约第四个福音书约翰福音。
The heading in my Bible says Testimonies about Jesus.
那在我们 NIV 的这个版本里呢，这一个小节的题目叫做为耶稣做的见证。
And I believe that that's the heading that you have in your Bibles as well.
对，就是这个在大家的这个标题上，170页，新约170页。
The coming of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, was prophesied in the Old Testament. He also had a forerunner. There were many signs that he was indeed the Son of God.
所以在耶稣来之前呢，旧约的很多先知呢，神已经差他们来，要预言耶稣要来。耶稣自己也做了很多的见证。
So today we're looking at 5 witnesses to the fact that this was God's man from heaven.
所以今天我们要看五个层面的见证，来证明呢，这个就是神差来的基督。
So now, well, we expected it. If you'd come early, it shocks us all.
Well, the traffic was very
bad. Oh, I know. There's a Horseshoe Bay. So he's got bridges and everything else. We're glad to see you.
Thank you.
Have some coffee.
We all got your coffee poured, didn't we? We knew you were coming. It's like we set the prophet's place. A place for the prophet.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
So let's begin to read. We'll read verse 31 to the end of the chapter, verse 47.
好，我们顺序读一下，把这所有的剩下的部分读完，就是五章的31节到五章的结尾47节。Yeah, shall we read?
Yeah. Yeah.
我若为自己做见证，我的见证就不真。
另有一位给我做见证，我也知道他给我做的见证是真的。
你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。
其实我所受的见证不是从人来的，然而我说这些话，为要叫你们得救。
约翰是临到的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。
差来的父也为我做过见证，你们从来没有听见他的声音，也没有看见他的形象。
你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为他所差来的，你们不信。
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。给我做见证的就是这经。
然而你们不肯到我这里来得永生。
我不受从人来的荣耀， 但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。
我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
不要想我们在父面前要告你们，有一位告你们的信靠的摩西。
你们如果信摩西也必信我，因为他书上有指着我写的话。
你们若不信他的书，怎能信我的话呢？
Amen.
The Lord Jesus in this passage is continuing his answer to the Jews who accuse him of blasphemy.
所以这里呢，耶稣在继续他对那些犹太人、法利赛人的指责。什么指责呢？就是亵渎神的指责。
The background to this account that we have here, his defense, as it were, the background to that is that he had healed a man that was lame for 38 years.
所以这里的背景是他医好了一个已经瘫了38年的人。
There was nothing wrong with the healing, but the fact that he healed the man on the Sabbath day.
他医好这个人本身没问题，但是呢，他却是在安息日医好的。
Now the Sabbath day was very sacred to the Jews.
对于犹太人来说呢，这是一个非常神圣的日子。
It was a special day for the Jews. It was a day that commemorated the creation that God made in 6 days. The seventh day he rested.
所以这是个犹太人特别分别出来特别神圣的日子，因为上帝造万物用了六天，第七天他安息了，所以第七天呢，犹太人是特别的安息日。
And so God gave the Sabbath day as a sign to Israel.
所以他是给这个作为一个象征啊，上帝把安息日给犹太人做了个象征。
The sign was meant to be help for them.
这样的象征其实是用来帮助他们的。
They would have one day of rest.
这样的话，他们在有一天，七天中有一天可以休息。
They themselves would not have to labor that day. Their oxen, their donkeys, all their everyone could have a rest on one day.
那他们自己以及他们的牛、他们的驴，每一样他都能够在那一天得到休息。
The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That's what Jesus told them.
所以耶稣在讲的这个道理呢，说安息日是为人设的，而人不是为安息日设的。
Now these Jews, they had added to God's word, and they made a tremendous amount of restrictions on this day.
但是呢，这些犹太人在神的话上加了非常非常多的部分的内容。
They even had said, well, a Sabbath day's journey is only about 3 miles.
他们甚至定义了呢，一个安息日能走的路程呢，最多是3英里。
So Ling and Roy maybe just make it within a Sabbath day journey.
比如说像 Roy 和 Ling 今天走过来呢，他们大概再多走一点就犯安息日了。
They live up on the hill and they walk, so for their exercise.
他们在山内靠山的那头住着，他走到这里基本上就要快安息日的路程走完了。
And they had put, but they had added to God's law and restricted it. What it meant was they were able to have power over the people.
所以他们加了很多东西在神的律法上，而且把这个限制得很死。借着这样的限制呢，他就可以控制不同的民众了。
There was something else, though, that the Sabbath day was important for God.
所以安息日对神也是很重要啊，是有几个层面。
And that is, it pictured for them that God's salvation was complete, just as the creation was completed in 6 days. God's salvation is complete, and that man does not have to work for salvation.
所以这里呢，第一是说，神就像创造是完全的，创造六天之后呢，第七天他就安息，他是完创造是完全的，救恩也是完全的，所以人不需要在神的救恩上再继续做什么来取得这救恩。
And that mankind can rest in God's full salvation.
所以人能够在神完全的救恩上呢，可以安息。
You see, all the religions of the world require of men and women, they require certain duties, certain actions must be performed, certain things must be done.
所以所有的宗教呢，无论他对男人或女人，他都会有相当的要求，相当的责任，相当的职分，相当的工作，你一定要去履行。
As though God requires our incomplete actions to satisfy Him. It's as though, yeah.
所以虽然神呢也盼望我们有，虽然我们是不完全的行为呢，来使他满足哈，就是我们的行为他总是悦纳的。
But God is perfect and holy.
但是神是完全是圣洁的。
And nothing less than perfection and absolute holiness can satisfy Him.
所以没有什么除了全然的圣洁之外啊，是没有什么能够使神的公义的，就是使神的满足得到的神的要求得到满足的。
In comparison to God's holiness, all our works are useless.
所以跟神的圣洁相比呢，我们所有的工作呢，其实是无用的。
The prophet Jeremiah said, "All our righteousnesses are like filthy rags."
那耶利米说呢，在我们的所有的义呀，在神眼里都是肮脏的布。
There's nothing we can do to satisfy God's holiness.
因为我们没有什么能做能够满足神的圣洁。
Religion fails because men fail.
那宗教失败是因为人失败。
We cannot reach absolute perfection.
因为我们不能到那完全的完美的地步。
So what God did was He made a way whereby His perfections are granted to us freely on the basis of believing in Him.
所以神做的方式呢，是把他全然的圣洁以一个免费的礼物给到我们，那借着我们的信来得着这个圣洁。
And so through faith, we can receive His perfections.
那借着信心呢，我们能够得着他的完美。
And that concept is called grace.
那这样的一个概念就叫做恩典。
It's not of works.
它不是靠着人。
It's all of grace.
都是因为恩典。
And what is behind grace?
那恩典背后是什么呢？
It's love.
就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And so when He acts, He always acts in grace.
所以当他做事情的时候，他总是在恩典中来做的。
And it's like a gift that we receive from someone who loves us. They don't want us to pay for that gift.
这就像我们从一个爱我们的人手里接一个礼物过来的时候呢，他肯定不希望我们付钱来买这个礼物。
A gift is a token of love.
所以这个礼物是一个爱的象征。
And when you give your child a gift,You do it out of the love of your heart for your child, and it's done. That's grace.
所以当你给你的孩子一个礼物的时候，你是从你里面的爱给出来的，这就是恩典。
And you don't expect anything in return.
所以你不希望有任何的东西是回报给你的。
No strings attached, we say in English.
没有什么条件附加的。
And so, the idea of the Sabbath.It was to teach a valuable lesson for the children of Israel.
所以安息日的教导呢，也是一样的，是给很重要的犹太人的一个教导。
That they didn't have to work to please God, they just needed faith.
这就是告诉他们，他们不需要工作，不需要通过自己的工作来取悦神，他要的，神要他的就是信心。
And then they can enter into His rest.
然后借这个信心，他们就能进入神的安息。
As all His works are perfect.
因为神的工作已经完全了。
And so the children of Israel, they were redeemed as slaves from Egypt.
犹太人呢，他们从埃及的奴隶状态下被赎出来。
They did nothing. They did nothing to overcome their enemy.
他们没有做任何的事情来胜过他们的敌人。
God did it.
神做的。
It was a complete redemption from slavery in Egypt to becoming God's people out of Egypt. He took them.
这是一个完全的救赎，从埃及的奴隶成为神的子民。
And so you can see what these Jews were doing with the Sabbath. They were destroying God's picture of grace.
所以你看犹太人开始改掉这个安息日的这个做法，其实他是在毁掉神恩典的含义。
And they had set up their religion against God's revelation.
他借着安息日以及其他的，他们在建立自己的宗教，这样的宗教其实是反对了神的恩典和神的启示的。
And so when on the day that the Lord Jesus healed this poor lame man, it was absolutely hopeless. He couldn't save himself. He couldn't heal himself.
所以当那一天耶稣医好了这个很可怜的这个瘫子，他完完全全不能靠着自己得救。
He was healed, we read in the scripture, at a place called Bethesda, the pool of Bethesda.
那他在医好的这个地方呢，叫做毕士大的池子。
Bethesda means mercy.
那毕士大就意味，就名字就叫做那个怜悯之屋啊。
Now the law shows no mercy.
但是律法呢，却没有显明怜悯了。
If someone breaks the law, there is no mercy, there's no grace.
所以任何人犯了律法呢，他律法是不会给他怜悯和恩典的。
They must pay the price of breaking the law.
这样犯律法的人必须要付上律法相应的代价。
And so when the Lord Jesus in mercy heals this man on the Sabbath day, these Jewish legalists did not see the mercy, did not see the grace. All they saw was their laws were broken.
所以耶稣呢，因着他的怜悯医好了这个瘫子，但是呢，那天是安息日，在安息日里呢，那些犹太人他们根本没有看见耶稣医好瘫子所显示的怜悯，他们只是看见了他们的宗教被破坏。
And so we read in verse 16, if you go back to verse 16,
如果你往回看，看五章的十六节，
we read that because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him.
十六节啊，五章的十六节，所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。
Then Jesus says something that caused them even greater anger.
然后耶稣又说了一些事情呢，但让他们更加的恼怒。
He said, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working."
他说我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
The Lord Jesus, He worked the works of the Father.
所以耶稣呢，他做父所做的事。
His Father in heaven.
天上的父。
Now these Jews, when they heard him say that, they got very, very angry.
这些犹太人当他听见他这么说的时候呢，非常的生气。
Because what he does, he says, "My Father."
因为他说是我的父。
Is working.
在做事。
Now, the Jews understood the fatherhood of God. It was a distant concept, but they understood what that was.
虽然那个时候父啊是在犹太人里面，它是个远很远的这个概念，因为他们都知道这个是指着神。
Now if he had said, "Our Father is working and I work," they probably wouldn't have had a problem.
但是他如果说呢，我们的父做事直到如今呢， 也许那些犹太人不一定会那么生气。
But he says my father.
他说我的，他单数的。
In other words, he is placing himself in a unique position that no one else on earth could claim.
所以他把自己放在了一个独特的地位，没有地上的人能够这么讲的。
He was claiming equality with God.
他把自己放在跟神同等的位置上。
And so we read in verse 17 or verse 18, for this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him.Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God, his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人十八节说呢，越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父和神同等。
Now, some people teach that Jesus never said he was the Son of God.
那有的人这么说，说耶稣从来没有说他是神的圣子。
They must be reading a different Bible than I'm reading.
我猜他可能读的跟我不是一本圣经。
Because the Jews, this nation of scholars, Old Testament scholars, they knew exactly what he was saying.
所以这些犹太人，这些对圣经非常熟悉的这些犹太人，他非常清楚耶稣讲这个话的意思是什么。
Only the Son of God could be claiming to be equal with God.
因为只有神的圣子能够和神同等。
And they considered that blasphemy.
所以他们就认为这样的说法就是亵渎。
Because they didn't receive him as the Son of God.
因为他们从来没有把他作为神的圣子接受。
They rejected the testimony of God.
他们就拒绝了这永生神的见证。
So then, in this portion,verses 19 down to verse 30 that we looked at last week. The Lord,
19节到30节我们上次查考过了。
The Lord Jesus lays out seven reasons how and why he is actually equal to the Father.
所以耶稣给出了七个理由啊，为什么他是和父同等的。
I won't go through them now. We've spent 2 weeks already, once before Joe came and once after.
我们不再把这个再重复一遍，因为我们在这上面已经花了两个星期了。
But he shows them seven reasons why he is equal with the Father.
但是他给了我们七个理由，为什么他和父是同等的。
And he completes that by saying that all men should honor the Son as the Father is honored.
所以他说每一个人都要求尊敬子的，就是尊敬父啊，对对，是22-23节，对。
So he now is going to continue his discourse.
他现在要继续他的对话了。
What we've read today, he gives us five witnesses.To the fact that he is indeed the Son of God.
今天呢，我们要看他给了五个见证，告诉我们他就是真正就是那神的圣子。
He's already given us the first witness.
他已经给了我们第一个。
That's his own witness.
就他自己。
He's testifying of himself.
他自己给自己做见证。
Those seven reasons why he is equal with the Father.
那这七个原因，他为什么与神同等
？That's his own testimony.
这就是他自己的见证。
And so, I don't know if Jeet has anything to say before we get into this passage. Maybe Jeet would want to add something in the meantime.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention about rest. I know we've been talking about rest the last time we were here, last week, and.
那我补充一点，就关于这个安息日啊，我们知道上一次我们一直谈到了关于安息日的事。
Okay. You know, ever since in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned against God, unrest started in the world. Before that, there was rest. Everything was at peace and everything was at rest.
所以在亚当和夏娃犯 在伊甸园吃了果子犯罪之前呢，整个世界都是平和平的，都是安息的。但在这之后呢，就开始不安息了。
The unrest started because of sin.
因为不安息的源头就是罪。
So these Hebrew or the Jewish people, they had all these laws that that Moses gave them, and they thought the laws were more important than the grace of God.You have to have a combination. Maybe we can read in Hebrews chapter 4. If you could just...
这些犹太人啊，其实他们都非常的清楚这个事实，所以他们特别的把律法呢放在了一个很高的高度，甚至高过神。在希伯来书四章啊，希伯来书四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 verses 1 to...1 to 11
希伯来书四章一节到十一节三百八十六
1 to 11
Shall we read?
Hebrews chapter yeah, we could read that
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许就当畏惧免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了
因为有福音传给我们像传给他们一样只是所听见的道与他们无异因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息正如神所说我在怒中启示说他们断不可进入我的安息其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了
正到第七日有一处说到第七日神就歇了他一切的功
又有一处说他们断不可进入我的安息
既有被禁安息的人那心情听取福音的因为进去
所以过了多年就在大会的书上又限定一日如以上所云的说你们今日若听他的话就不可硬着心
若是约瑟亚你叫他们享了安息后来神就不再提别的日子
这样看来必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功正如神歇了他的功一样
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息免得有人说那不幸从的样子跌倒了
Amen.、
Yeah. So the rest that Jesus was talking to them about wasn't concerning the law. Like we work for 6 days, we have a job, we labor and we sweat and we make our earn our living.
所以耶稣所讲的这个安息啊，不是这个旧约所律法定下的这种安息。比如说我们工作六天，然后我们第七天休息，
So Jesus was talking to them about a spiritual rest.
耶稣在讲一个属灵的安息。
You remember the children of God were brought from slavery from Egypt, and they came right to the promised land, and they murmured against God, and they rebelled against God.
所以犹太人在被带进那个应许地之前呢，他们经常悄悄的或者悖逆的说很多的话哈，对神。
And God had promised them that if they entered into the land, that He would give them rest. He would take care of all their enemies, and there would be peace in that land, and it would be a land flowing with milk and honey.
因为神在这之前已经应许告诉他们了，他一定会带领他们进到一个流奶与蜜的地方，那里都是充满了美物。
But they did not believe God.
但他们不相信神。
And God said that you will not enter my rest.
所以神说呢，你们不会进入我的安息。
So they wandered for 40 more years in the wilderness, and they died there in the wilderness.
所以呢，他们
generation of people
之后就在旷野晃了40年，然后都在那一整代人都在旷野死了。
And Jesus is offering us this rest, peace with God through Him, and that's what these.Pharisees and the religious people didn't understand.
那耶稣呢，给我们提供了新的这个安息，与神和好的这样的安息。这个是犹太人和当时的这些律法教师他们是不能明白的。
So it says in verse 11, it says, "Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience."
这就是十一节说的意思，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
It's for by grace we are saved, not through these works and law, keeping the laws and not that we're saved.
所以是借着恩典我们得救的，而不是借着守律法，而得救的。
So let us not make that same mistake that these religious people were making.
所以让我们不要再犯这些宗教化的人所犯的那样的错误。
It's all by faith and it's all by grace.
都是因本乎恩也因着信，都是因为神的恩典也借着我们的信心。
Amen. Thanks, Chief. So now we want to look at verse 31.
好，我们来回到三十一节。
As we said earlier, in verse 31, he says, "If I testify about myself," that testifying there is what he's just testified of a sevenfold equality with to God the Father.
他说我若为自己做见证，就他刚才已经讲到的那七层的，讲他和父同等的。
But he says something a little bit strange here. At first it's a little hard to understand. He says, "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid."
他这里讲了一些很奇怪的话。他说，如果我自己做见证呢，我见证就不真了。
It's like in a court, a person's own testimony by itself doesn't have any validity.
这就其实的意思就是他只是跟自己说自己说的话是对的呢，这个是没有意义的。
Now turn to the 8th chapter, and this is explained what he's talking about here. Chapter 8, verses 13 and 14.
我们往后翻翻约翰福音的八章的十三到十四节。
Again, it's at a later time, but the Pharisees, that is these religious rulers, they challenge him again.
同样是这批人呢、啊，这个宗教的人士啊，他们又这样挑战他。
Says verse 13.
十三节，八章十三节。
The Pharisees challenged him, and here was their challenge.
法利赛人挑战他。
Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid.
他说你是为自己做见证，你的见证不真。
You see, they're looking at it from a legalistic point of view.
所以他们是从一个律法的角度来看的。
But Jesus answered him in verse 14, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid."
耶稣就回答说呢，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的。
Because it says, "I know where I came from and where I am going, but you have no idea where I come from or where I am going."
因为我知道我是从哪里来，往哪里去，你们却不知道我从哪里来。
Then he says there in, "You judge by human standards."
他说你们是以外貌判断人。
So here we have a person'sself-testimony doesn't carry a lot of weight. It's not valid, self-testimony.
那这里我们看见呢，自己跟自己做见证呢，其实是没有太多的力量。
And what the Jews were looking for, and what is valid in our courts in this land, is to have a multiple witnesses.
所以在犹太人的眼里呢，在我们这个地上需要看的见证呢，是要几重的不同的源头的见证。
And if you have two witnesses, that's stronger, isn't it?
有两个见证人呢，就比一个要有更强了。
If those witnesses agree,
如果这两个见证人的见证是一样的话。
If you have three witnesses, that's even stronger.
如果三个呢，那就更强了。
But if you have four witnesses,That becomes almost concrete evidence.
那如果四个呢，基本上就是一个很坚实的这个证据。
And I believe that's why God has given us four witnesses in the gospel. There's four different gospels written by four different men. From different angles, they view the life of the Lord Jesus. We have four witnesses to that amazing life.
有四个福音书。虽然都是讲耶稣基督，但是四个人从四个不同的角度在讲同样的这个耶稣基督的事情，这就是四个不同的见证。
So in addition to the Lord's testimony concerning himself, which we looked at last week,
所以在, 耶稣自己给自己做见证的基础之上, 上一周我们讲了这一段。
So in addition to his own testimony, he's going to give us four more witnesses to him being the very Son of God.
所以除了他自己讲的呢, 后面又再加了四个, 不同的见证。
So if we look there at verse 32, and he says here, there is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid.
另有一位给我做见证, 我也知道他给我做的见证是真的。
Now I believe that this testimony, this one he's talking about, is God the Father himself.
我相信呢, 这里他说的他啊, 是父自己, 天父自己。
Most scholars agree with that. Most Bible scholars.
大部分的这个圣经学者都这么认可。
However, he's talking about God the Father, but he only introduces him because he is the primary witness.
然后他这么讲呢，是因为父啊，他这说的他就是指天父，他是最直接、最第一手的这个见证人了。We'll
refer back to verse 32 after we look at these other witnesses.
所以我们等会儿先把32节放在这。 等我们把全部看完，我们再回来再来看32节。
Now he says in verse 33.
33节。
You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth.
你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。
Now, the Jews, and if we go back to John chapter 1,
如果我们回到约翰福音的一章。
And verses 6 and 7,
六节和七节,
we find there that there was a man who was sent from God, verse 6. His name was John.
有一个人从神那里差来的, 名叫约翰,
so John was a man who was sent by God the Father.
所以这是一个人呢, 是被天父差来的。
And it says there in verse 7, he came as a witness.
所以他来呢，是要为做见证。第七节，
to testify concerning that light, so that through him that all men might believe.
就是要为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
John pointed the way for the Savior, the Messiah to come.
所以施洗约翰指出了那条道路啊，那个救主。
The important thing is there that
救主要来的道路。
He was sent from God specifically as a witness.
所以他, 特别的, 是被神差来作为见证的, 这样的一个人。
And the Lord Jesus refers to that.
所以耶稣就讲到了这个人。
Now look at verses 15 to 26.
Chapter 1?
Yes, John chapter 1, verses 15 to
约翰福音的一章的15节到26节。
And here's John's testimony. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.
这十五节说呢, 约翰为他, 就是为耶稣做见证, 喊着说, 这就是我曾说, 那在我以后来的, 反成了在我以前的, 因他本来在我以前。
Now, what John is referring to here is not the fact that Jesus was older than him, because John, in fact, was 6 months older than the Lord Jesus himself.
这里约翰呢, 不是在讲耶稣比他大, 而是在, 不是年纪比他大, 因为呢, 相反呢, 施洗约翰比耶稣还要年长六个月, 他是在讲别的概念。
That's very clear from Luke's account.
这是非常清楚的, 在路加有, 有表述。
But when he says he was before me, he meant that he's talking about his eternal existence.
当他讲到他在我以前，是在讲他永恒里，耶稣在他之前。
And he continues his testimony now.
所以他继续他讲他的见证。
He says, From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
他说从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
而且恩上加恩，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And John points out here a very important distinction.
所以这里约翰指出了一个非常清楚的不同。
The Jews, they venerated, they placed Moses very high.
犹太人在当时把摩西摆到了一个特别高的位置。
And the law.
摩西就等于律法了，所以律法也是位置非常高的位置。
But grace and truth, coming by Jesus Christ, they rejected.
但是呢，恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的呢，他们相反拒绝了。
And then he goes on here. He says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
God, John very clearly says that Jesus was God, who manifests in the flesh. He reveals who the Father is.
所以，这里清楚的是约翰表明，耶稣就是神，他把父神的形象启示出来，显明出来。
The invisible God has been revealed in the person of a man.
不可看见的神呢，完全在一个人的肉身形象里呢表达出来。
God's Son.
这就是圣子基督。
Now in verse 19,
19节
we read what Jesus referred to there back in verse 32. He said, "You sent to John." Right? They sent a delegation to John.
对，所以这就回到那个五章的那三十二节、三十三节。
In verse 32, they sent a delegation.
就他们，你们曾差人到约翰那里啊。
They were interested in what this country preacher was saying.
啊，因为他们很想知道这个讲道人是谁。
Everybody was going out and being baptized by him.
因为每一个人呢，他们想知道施洗约翰是谁，因为每个人都到约翰那边去被他施洗。
He was causing quite a sensation.
他造成了很大的轰动。
People were interested in what he was saying and preaching.
人们很想知道他所说的是什么。
So the Jews in Jerusalem, they decided they're going to send out a delegation of lawyers to question him and find out who this was and where he came from.
所以耶路撒冷的犹太人呢也决定派一些的这个一群的律法教师过去来问施洗约翰你到底是做什么的。
And they wanted to know by what authority he preached.
而且要知道他靠着什么权柄来讲道。
And so in verse 19 of chapter 1, we find John's testimony.
所以这边的五章三十三节讲的是曾差人到约翰那里啊，这个差人就回到一章的十九节那对差人了，就是犹太人 差一些这个祭司和利未人去了。
Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was.
犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里问他你是谁。
The Levites, they were the tribe that was entrusted with the care of the temple.
那利未人呢是被神拣选来专门做圣殿的服事的工的。
And all its services and its ministries.
所有的这个服事的圣殿的工作都是他们做的。
They were a special tribe set apart for that job.
他在这样的工作里，他们是个非常特殊的一群一个支派。
It's from the Levites too that the scribes, the educated ones who copied the scriptures and interpreted them.
那同样从利未人里面呢出来这些文士。他们干什么呢？专门在把圣经抄下来来解释。
They had an investment in their religion.
所以他们在他们的宗教里可是有一些投资的。
Their livelihoods relied on all this.
所以他们的生活啊是依靠这个他们这个工作的。
Now you can see why they might be threatened.
那就可以看见的，他们有点受威胁了，就是这个。
If somebody comes preaching something else, they might lose their whole, all their livelihood and all their position.
那如果有人来讲一些他们所不明白的道呢，他们就完全丢了他的工作了。
So they wanted to find out who this country preacher was.
所以他想要知道这个乡下的传道人到底在讲什么。
And so they wanted to know who he was.
所以他也想知道他是谁。
So verse 20 of chapter 1, he tells them.
所以二十节呢，约翰就明说了。
And the Lord Jesus is speaking here. He said, He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Christ. I am not the Messiah.
他这并不隐瞒啊，明说我不是，我不是那个基督。
And they asked him, well then, who are you, Elijah?
所以他们又问他，你是谁呢，以利亚吗？
Elijah the prophet was prophesied in the Old Testament that before the Messiah would come, Elijah would come.
以利亚呢是在旧约里面有明确的预言告诉我们呢，在那个以赛啊不，那个弥赛亚就是救世主，要来之前呢，以利亚一定会先来。
Are you Elijah? They said.
他就问他，你是以利亚吗？
No,
他说我不是。
No, I'm not. Are you the prophet?
他就说你是那先知吗？就是那个要来的弥赛亚。
The prophet there spoken of that Moses promised the nation that God would raise up a prophet like him.Bigger than Moses.
所以这个先知呢，是在摩西五经里，摩西当时提到了神会差一个先知来，而且这个先知会比摩西更大。
He said no.
他说不是。
Well then, he said, they asked him. Well, finally, they said, "Who are you?"
然后于是他们说，那你到底是谁
？Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?
叫我们好回复差我们来的，你说你是谁？
John replied, in the words of Isaiah the prophet.
他用啊以赛亚书的这个一段话来回答他。
The Isaiah 700 years before had prophesied about John the Baptist being the forerunner of the Messiah.
以赛亚书呢是在约翰福音的就在那个约翰耶稣时代700年前就已经预言了有这么一个先锋要在这个之前来，要在耶稣之前来。
He said, "I'm the voice."
就是那个，就是那个声音，就是那个开路的声音。
I'm the voice of one calling in the desert.
旷野有人声喊着说。
It's interesting that he uses that term, the desert.
就有意思的，他用这个词叫旷野。
Because spiritually speaking, Israel was a very dry place.
所以，因为属灵上来说呢，当时以色列人是个非常干旱的土地。
The priests and the Levites.And the Pharisees, they had choked the very life, spiritual life out of the nation.
所以那些真正应该做事的那些文士啊、法利赛人，他们却把整个以色列人属灵的生命给掐死了。
It's like spiritual dryness.
所以他们在属灵里其实是很干旱、干涸的。
It's like what's taking place in China now. The Communist Party has choked out the spiritual life of the people.
对，就像我们国家那个政府也控制了这个。
Here today,
这就是为什么我们今天要在这学。
Because you're going to get some real water of life.
那这样你能得到真正属灵的生命活水。
Yes. So in the West, they had their drink, and now they don't want any more.
在西方世界现在有水，但他不想喝。
But God is bringing people from the east for the drink.
神从东方找了真正要水喝的人。
In India, where Jesus comes from, thousands of people are trusting Jesus Christ as Savior.
同样在印度也是一样，有成千上万的人也接受基督成为他们的主。
In Africa, where I have visited.Thousands of people are coming to Savior.
那非洲我去拜访的时候，那也成千上万的人去接受基督成为救。
In the West, they don't want to drink.
那在西方呢，他们不要，不要这个水。
Thank God for you.
也为你们感谢神啊。
You're getting the real. But John the Baptist came. It was a desert. It was dry. Israel was dry. It was all laws.
那施洗约翰呢？他用这个旷野，就是说呢，当时的犹太人因着律法，他们其实里面都很干。
There was no life.
没有生命。
All the spiritual life had been dried up.
所有的属灵的生命都干涸了。
And so he calls himself a voice calling in the desert.
所以他把自己称为那个旷野有人声喊着说的，那句经文里说的那个人。
He says, "The Lord is coming. Make a way open for him."
所以就是说主要来了，要为他铺平道路。
Prepare the road.
准备这个路啊。
Make the high places low.
啊，是高高峰变为平坦啊。
In other words.Open up the way for this one to come who's going to give us life.
就是铺好修直那个路要为那个主为要来的主。
And so that was John the Baptist. That was his testimony. Let's go back to chapter 5.
那我们回到五章，这就是施洗约翰所做的第一个见证，就是他的见证。我们回到五章的三十三节。
And the Lord Jesus...Or actually, let's go back to the first chapter, I'm sorry, because John's testimony is not completed yet. I didn't finish it.
抱歉，我们还是先回到一章啊，没讲完。
Verse 29.
二十九节。
This was the completion of John the Baptist's testimony.
这是施洗约翰他的见证讲完了。
He was a voice.
他是个声音。
But he also was the one to point the Lamb of God out.
他也是那一个要把神的羔羊指出来的那一位。
The Lamb would be the means by which God, through His sacrifice, could reconcile the world back to Himself.
羊呢是神用来修复人和神之间的关系的那个祭物啊。
See, that was God's method.
这是神的方法。
Of providing grace to us.
借着这样的方法能把恩典给到我们。
Now, when we talk, we've talked about the law, the requirements of religion to keep certain laws, and then we might please God. We've seen how false that is.
我们以为我们借着宗教的行为遵行的律法，我们好像可以取悦神，但其实这是非常愚蠢的。
But God loves us, and so His salvation comes out in grace.
神爱我们，他的救恩是从恩典里出来的。
I've already said that.
我已经说了。
But there's a problem with that.
但现在有个麻烦。
What about our sin against God?
那我们的罪，因着就是得罪神的这个罪怎么办呢？
Can God just overlook these crimes?
神能不能就是忽视这些罪呢？
No.
不可以的。
Instead, what he did was he paid the price himself.
他所做的就是他自己来付这个代价。
It reminds me of a story of a judge.
这个给了我一个一个提醒一个故事，也讲到一个审判官。
And one day, his own son appeared before him for a crime that he had committed.
有一天呢，他自己的儿子也站在他面前了，需要他来审判，因为一个罪。
And as judge, he sentenced his son to a very large fine.
那作为一个审判官呢，他必须要依法来审判他的儿子一笔很大的罚款。
As a judge, he couldn't act as a father.
作为一个审判官，他不能履行他父亲的职责。
But when he passed sentence,
当他把这个定刑啊，这个审判定了的时候
，He took off his robes，
他把他的外袍脱下来
，and stepped down into the courtroom，
走下这个法庭
，and as a father he paid the fine，
那作为一个父亲呢，他付了罚款
，justice was satisfied，
公义得到满足了
，and grace was displayed，
恩典也显明了
，and that's exactly what God does in the Lord Jesus，
这就是耶稣。这就是神借着耶稣基督做的事。
His grace coming out to us relies upon the sacrifice of His Son to die for our sins in our place.
所以他的恩典呢，一定要借着耶稣基督在我们的位置上替我们付上了罪的赎价。
That's why
神的恩典就此显明。
That's why it says in verse 29 where John the Baptist completes his testimony.
这就是为什么二十九节施洗约翰来把他的见证讲完了，在这里。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said,
"Now, 第二天呢，次日， 约翰来见耶稣。
John is speaking to his disciples.
然后呢，约翰就
his own disciples.
就对他自己的门徒来讲了这个话。
He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world."
看了神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
That was John's testimony.
这是施洗约翰的见证。
And that was there in John chapter 5. He said, "You sent to John." And he's testified to the truth.
所以这就是为什么施洗约翰约翰福音五章三十三节讲到你们曾差人到约翰那里去，他为真理做过见证。这句话讲的就是我们刚才读的那一大段。
And he says not in verse 34, not that I accept human testimony.
三十四节呢，其实我所受的见证不是从人来的。
He didn't need the human testimony.
因为他不需要人的见证。
But in grace.He gave John the Baptist a human testimony so that people could understand because it came from someone like them.
但借着他的恩典呢，他给了施洗约翰这样从人来的见证，因为人来的见证人更能够接受，更能够理解。
God does everything he can to try to persuade us to believe in him.
神已经尽了他一切所能做的来带领我们，劝说我们能够去相信。
Those that were trying to kill him, those Pharisees and that were trying to kill him, he didn't hate them.
那一些想要杀他的那些法利赛人呢，其实神并耶稣并不是恨他们。
And he did everything he could to win them over to God's grace.
耶稣尽相反尽了一切他能做的呢，想要把他们赢得回来神这边。
I mean, they wanted to kill him.
那些人可是想要杀他。
But he spends this time going over the evidence for them that they might be persuaded.
但他依然用这些的时间来把这些见证讲出来，以至于那些法利赛人听完还多少还有机会能够明白。
But he says there, but I mention it in the last part of verse 34. I mention it so that you might be saved.
所以三十四节的后半节，他说，然后我说这些话，我要叫你们得救。
His purpose is there is to plead with them.
所以他们的目的啊，真的耶稣的目的在这，相反还是要为去拯救这些定他罪的法利赛人。
To reason with them.
去跟他们讲道理。
And then we'll just.Finish verse 35 and then we'll take a break.
我们结束三十五节，然后休息一下。
He said, "I have John was a lamp that burned and gave light."
约翰是点着的明灯啊。
And you chose for a time to enjoy his light.
你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
They notice here it says John was a lamp.
这里注意啊，这里说到约翰是。
He uses the past tense here.
他用的是过去式。
In John the Baptist, we know that Herod killed John the Baptist for his testimony.
我们都知道，希律王杀了施洗约翰。
He was either killed at this point or he was in prison, about to be slain.
所以，这时候的施洗约翰或者已经被杀了，或者已经在监狱里了。
So at this time, John's testimony was completed.
所以这个时候呢，施洗约翰的见证是过去式了。
But he said John was like a light, like a lamp, like a small light.
他说施洗约翰的就像光啊，就像那个点着的那个灯一样。
In John chapter 1, we won't refer to that, but he says that John was not that light, the true light that enlightens people. Everyone that coming into the world is enlightened by this light.
但他这个光呢，就是一个相比较真正要来的，就像是约翰福音一章讲的那个大光，它只是一个很小的光。真正照亮人心的是要来的那个大光。
John was considered like a small light, a lamp.
所以它是一个灯，一个小的光，这就是施洗约翰的光。
But even a little light.Gives light, and if you follow the little light, you come to the real light.
所以即使是一个小的光呢，也会给你一个指引。你跟着这个小光，你会找到那个大光。
But he says there, you chose for a time to enjoy that little glow, as it were.
你们情愿暂时喜欢他的那个他的小小的光。
But later on, he says there that they had rejected even John's testimony.
后来呢，你会看见，即使这样的小的见证，小的光，他们还是拒绝。
But then he goes on in verse 36 and says, "I have a testimony weightier than John." And we'll look at that when we look at when we take after a break.
36节之后呢，我们先休息一下，再来查考。Okay, 好，我们一起来祷告。你的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们约翰的见证，让我们知道他是那真光，他是照亮这世界一切黑暗的，让我们行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害，是吧？我们要谢谢您把这样的救恩赐给我们这不配的人，求您帮助我们接受这救恩，明白这救恩。父爱，求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，祝福我们彼此的交通。祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Let's just ask for God's blessing upon us.
我们再做个祷告。
Father, we want to thank you again for all your grace to us.
主啊，我们要再一次感谢您，因为您对我们如此多的恩典。
We thank you for your great free salvation.
我们为这样伟大的免费的救恩献上感恩。
And your love toward us.
因此而显明的爱。
Now, Lord, we pray you'd open our hearts.
我们求您让我们的心能够开。
As we continue to look into your word.
当我们持续的来到您面前，得您的话语。
And we thank you now in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Just a couple of remarks before we continue on. About testimony.
我们继续我补充一点关于见证的内容。
When John was going to baptize the Lord Jesus, he baptized him. At first he was reluctant to do that. He didn't want to. But after he baptized him, in Matthew chapter 3, book of Matthew chapter 3,
那当施洗约翰，我们看马太福音的三章啊，当施洗约翰一开始要给耶稣施洗的时候，他还不是特别愿意啊，因为他觉得他不配。
After John had baptized Jesus and Jesus came out of the water, there was a voice that came from heaven.
当约翰给耶稣施洗完以后，从耶稣从水里出来的时候呢，天上有一个声音出来了。
Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17 says, a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love."
那约马太福音三章十七节说，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
With him I am well pleased. God had never spoken like that of anyone.
神从来没有对谁这么说过。
But John heard God's voice saying this.
然后约翰听见神的声音啊，这么说。
And then people have a hard time believing the resurrection that Jesus died and rose again the third day. It says in God's word that there was over 400 people that saw him. So these are the testimony of men. It's not the testimony of birds or cows or elephants or something like that. It's people, you know, that testify that this is the truth.
就像当时耶稣从死里复活以后，很多人不相信，所以保罗说呢，在场看见的都有400多个人。那这是人的见证啊，不是鸟啊，不是动物的见证，这是人亲眼看见的。
Last week I was saying that those that don't believe God's testimony concerning His Son make God a liar.
所以那些不相信神的见证啊，关乎耶稣的这些见证呢，其实就是以神为说谎的了。
So these are very important facts that the Lord points out.
所以这个是非常重要的一些事实，我们需要指出来。这刚才读的也是施洗约翰的见证。
Okay.
So today then we're looking at five witnesses.
今天我们会看到
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
五个见证啊，耶稣成为是神的圣子的五个见证。
We've looked at two of them so far.
我们读到了两个。
That is Jesus' own testimony.
一个是他自己说的。
Which he said is not valid by itself.
他自己也说呢，那如果只是他的见证呢，那就不真实。
Then we have John the Baptist's testimony.
那接着我们有施洗约翰的 见证。
And he said, well, I don't need man's testimony.
然后他说的，我不需要人给我做见证。
But he is given to us in grace.
但是他给还是给了我们人的，施洗约翰的见证是为来为了我们的恩典了。
Because someone, like us testifying, we can identify with that testifier.
那比方说像我们这样的人呢，如果有人做见证呢，我们可以找到这个见证的人呢，去印证。
So in God's grace, and He sent John as the witness.
那所以在神的恩典里，他把约翰呢差来做见证。
But then he says that in verse 36.
然后他就读接着就三十六节了。
I have a testimony weightier than that of John. For the very work that the Father has given me to finish, and which I am doing, testifies that the Father has sent me.
但我有比约翰更大的见证，就是父要交给我所成就的事。
The work.The Lord Jesus was a all these miracles that he did, they were each one was a testimony to who he really was.
所以他所有这些做的神迹，耶稣做的事情，其实就是个见证，证明他是谁。
Now, by themselves, a miracle is not a proof of deity.
那神迹本身呢，不是说证明他就是神啊。
Because when you think about a miracle,
如果你想想神迹呢
，a miracle happens in a moment of time.
它是在一个时间的段里面发生的。
And no matter how remarkable an incident a miracle might be, we soon forget it, don't we?
不管这样的神迹有多大，很快呢我们就忘记它了。
And only those who witness the miracle are direct witnesses to that.
那只有那些看见这些神迹的呢，才是现场最直接的证人。
So miracles aren't proof in themselves.
那神迹的确本身它是个证明。
Also, different men have beengiven by God the ability to work miracles.
那不同的人呢，也会给神从神那得来能力啊，去行这样的神迹。
We have Moses in Egypt.
在埃及呢，摩西有。
And he performed many miracles as signs to Pharaoh and the Egyptians that God had sent him.
那他也做了很多的神迹，来向埃及人。显明像犹太人当时的犹太人显明他是神差来。
These were signs that were given to authenticate or to give validity to the words that Moses would speak.
这个是来证明摩西所说的话是真实的。那这些神迹的目的。
Other prophets, Elijah and Elisha.
先知比如说以利亚和以利沙。
They performed miracles.
他们也做了很多的神迹。
But they weren't God. They weren't the Son of God.
但他们都不是神的圣子。
Now evil spirits, they can produce miraculous signs.
那邪灵其实也是能够做一些神迹般的事的。
Sometimes supernatural wonders.
比如说超自然的一些能力。
If you look, there's the great example.Is in 2 Thessalonians. If you go there, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2.
比方说呢，帖撒罗尼迦的后书。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
二章。有三百六十四页。新约的三百六十四。
And verse 9.
二章的九节。
Paul the Apostle here is giving some prophecies concerning the man of sin.
那这里呢，保罗呢指出了一些犯罪的人啊，他们就是最终的人，他们也能够行神迹的。
The Antichrist who will arise in the last days.
那样敌基督呢会在最终的末世的时候呢会来。
And he says this, that the coming of the lawless one, or the man of sin, will be in accordance with the work of Satan.
他说这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动。
Displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders.
行各样的异能、神迹和一切虚假的奇事。
And so, Satan and his angels, they can perform supernatural things, events, signs, but they're counterfeit miracles.
所以撒旦和他的邪灵呢，他们也能够做一些超自然的事情。
They're lying signs.
但是这些是虚假的启示。
Now we see evidence of that in superstitious religions sometimes where we hear about miracles that are performed.
那我们也会在一些迷信的宗教里面也会听到或看到这类似的事情。
That's no proof of deity.
这不是本身不证明是从神来的。
Satan, he appears as an angel of light.
撒旦有时候也会从一个形象光明天使的形象里来。
To deceive people.
那来欺骗人。
And there are many Christians that are led away by supernatural things. They're looking for miracles and signs.
那很多的人呢，很多的基督徒也会被这样的神迹的事情所牵引啊，所带离。
But they themselves are no proof.
因为这样的事情本身不是证据。
The proof of the Lord Jesus saying that the Father has given me the work to do.
这个证据呢，这个见证呢，是父要交给我成就的事，他要做的事。
His whole life was a miracle in itself.
因为他整个的一生就是一个神迹。
Don't forget, we have the four witnesses of the writers here, the Gospels.
别忘了我们有四个福音书的见证。
There were 12 men that were intimately connected with the Lord Jesus and what he did every day.
有十二个人呢，能够很紧密的跟着耶稣，跟了那么长时间，就他每一天做的事，他们都看见了。
They saw how he lived.
他们也看见他是怎么如何生活的。
Every moment of every day, he was under intense scrutiny, not only by his disciples and friends, but by his enemies.
所以他每一天的每一个时刻，耶稣在那段时间里，其实不单是他最紧密的门徒，他的敌人那些法利赛人也一直在盯着他的。
And he could say at the end of his ministry, he could point out to his enemies.
所以在他的服事的这个最尾声的时候，他可以跟他的敌人指出来。
Said, which one of you can tell me that I have sinned?
所以他可以说呢，你们哪一个人可以指出来呢？我犯罪了。
His whole life was a miracle.
他的一生就是个神迹。
Consider not just the healing of the lame man that's in the context here.
所以不只是说我们在这个上下文里第五章里面前面讲到医治那个瘫子的这样的一个事情。
His enemies didn't deny that he had healed that man completely who was lame for 38 years.
那他的敌人法利赛人也没有否定说，哦，这个他们38年的人你医好这个事情是假的，不是，是真的。
They didn't accuse him of doing,
他们也没有,
of failing to heal him.
他们也没有指责他，因着什么呢？因着他没有医好这个人而指责他。
They accepted that fact.
他们承认这个事实。
No one could deny it.
没有人能否认。
But they were, it was because he healed on the Sabbath that they had the problem.
但是他们说到他在安息日做这个事就不行。
The Lord Jesus, when he healed immediately and permanently.
当耶稣医治的时候，他都是立刻医治，而且永久的医治。
Not only that, he raised people from the dead.
不但如此，他也把死人从死里复活。
As someone said, he spoiled every funeral he ever went to. He ruined it completely.
他去的葬礼呢，他都毁了那个葬礼。
Think of what he said. The things that he said. How miraculous are his sayings?
想一想他说的那些话是多么的有神迹。
He was surrounded by enemies, and these were all lawyers, Jewish lawyers, you can imagine.
他周围围着那些敌人啊，全都是你可以把他想象成犹太人的律师，律法的教师。
If I get into trouble with the laws in Canada, I want a Jewish lawyer.
如果我在这里有麻烦了，我一定会找一个犹太人的律师来帮我。
Well, he was surrounded by hostile Jewish lawyers.
他被一群的犹太人的律师围着，充满敌意的。
They tried everything to trip him up.
他们想了一切的办法呢，想坑他。
And the wisdom of his words silenced them in the end, so that it says they dared not ask him any more questions.
所以耶稣的智慧啊，到最后呢，使他们全都沉默了，因为他们不敢再问耶稣任何的话。
Because he, in public, he put them to shame.In the presence of all the people.
因为耶稣总是让他们感到很羞愧，在整个人群面前。
That was miracle. He was his whole life was a miracle.
所以他整个一生就是神迹。
There was no other life like that.
也没有其他人的生命是像这样的。
And not only that.
那不但如此。
But this power to do miracles.It was not given to him by some outward force. He had the power to do those miracles himself.
不但如此呢，这样的神迹的能力呢，他不是从外在给他的，他是从里面本来就有的。
When he saw the Father working, he worked.
啊，他看见父做事呢，他也做事。
Another thing, he could transfer these.Powers of working miracles to others. He gave the power to his disciples.
那不但如此呢，他也能把这样行神迹的能力呢给到他的门徒。
He gave that power to his apostles.
给到他差的使徒。
That signs and miracles could be done in his name.
那这样的话呢，神的就是神迹可以以他的名来行出来。
So not only that.But those signs and miracles that Jesus did, they were prophesied in the Old Testament.
那不但如此呢，这些的神迹也都在旧约的先知书里面呢有预言。
Many Old Testament prophecies, they prophesy that when the Messiah comes, he's going to do certain things.
所有的旧约的先知呢都讲到当有弥赛亚就是救世主要来的时候，他会做哪些的事情。
And so those...Miracles, they fulfilled the prophecies, they fulfilled scripture.
所以耶稣做的这些神迹呢，也应验了旧约的许许多多指着他所说的预言。
And so, and another thing about these miracles, they weren't necessarily random. They were specific miracles for specific signs.
所以这些的神迹它不是完全无意义的，就是说，或者是随机的哈，它是特别的，为了一些的人和事来的。
Look at John chapter 2 when we studied.
比方说呢
，we studied the wedding at Cana of Galilee.
比方说，我们举个例子，就我们往回翻。
Jesus turned water into wine.
约翰福音的二章，耶稣把水变成酒。
And verse 11 we read in chapter 2 this.The first of his miraculous signs, he thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
他说这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来。
It says here, his miraculous signs, not just a miraculous act.
所以这里讲到了，它不是一个，不单单是一个神奇的事情，它是一个神迹啊。
But a miraculous sign.
它是个 sign, 是一个标志。
Now, when you see a sign conveys information.
当你看到个标志呢，它是传递一个信息给你的。
What kind of information would this miracle convey to us?
那什么样的信息，这个神迹要想要传递给你呢？
It wasn't his miracle wasn't just to supply joy for the wedding, to, that it might continue, and that the groom might not, or the bridegroom, the bridegroom would not be put to shame because he'd run out of wine. That wasn't the purpose.
所以这个目的呢，不是说呢，当时因为没有酒了，那他要变出一点酒来让大家喝得高兴，也不是说要变出一点酒来给这个新郎救急，这不是这个目的啊。
It was a sign that the man who turned the water into wine was the very creator of the earth.
因为把水变成酒这样的一个事情传递出一个特别重要的信息，他就是万物的创造者。
We've talked about this, that if wine is a miracle in itself.
因为酒本身也是一个神迹。
Because where did the life come for the vine?
这个葡萄的树是从哪里得生命的？
Life doesn't appear by itself.
生命不是自己就来的。
Life comes from God himself.
生命是从神来的。
And that vine grows, God gave it the information in the vine to produce flowers and then grapes that ripen.
所以这些葡萄籽呢，它开始长成葡萄树啊，这些的信息都是神从神那给出来的。
And those grapes ripen and they're taken from the vine and they're squeezed to juice and then it's fermented and in a few months you have a lovely wine.
所以这个葡萄它压榨以后变成了酒啊，在发酵啊，变成了葡萄汁，在发酵变成酒啊，这都是从神来的。
Now that whole process might take a year or two.
那这样的一个过程呢，可能会需要很多年。
But the Lord Jesus did it in an instant.
但是耶稣是瞬间就做了。
Because that same vine that draws the water up from the earth, the Lord Jesus changed immediately like that.
所以如果我们看见自然需要这么长时间的，耶稣是一瞬间就把水呢种子在水里长大，到最后到葡萄酒时间很长，耶稣是很快就做到。
So that was a sign demonstrating that he is the creator of all things.
那他这个是一个信号啊，来显明他是那个创造主。
When he healed the man at Bethesda,
当他医治在毕士大池子这个摊子呢。
Chapter 4 and verse 54. I'm sorry, not the healing at the pool, sorry. Where Jesus healed the boy that was very sick.
他医好那大臣的儿子，非常病得重的大臣的儿子。
Verse 4 and 54.
约翰福音四章的五十四节。
He healed the man child from a distance. He didn't even come to the place where this child was.
这个神迹是呢，他并没有到那个地方去医治那个孩子啊，他是在远处，远远的地方说话，他就得救了。
He didn't have to go there. He just said his word was power. He said your son lives.
他的话语是有力量的。他说你的儿子得救了。
And when he got back, his servant said to him, "Your son is living."
所以当这个大臣回去的路上的，他的仆人就说：“哎，你儿子已经活了。”
What time did he get better?
然后他就问他什么时候他好起来的。
It was about the seventh hour.
他说差不多是七点的时候。
That was the exact hour that the Lord Jesus has said your son lives.
这几乎是同一时间，耶稣说你的儿子活了。
Then verse 54 says this was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed.Having come from Judah to Galilee.
说这就是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是从犹太回去以后行的。
It doesn't say it was the second miracle. It was the second miraculous sign.
他这里又是没有单单是讲这是神迹的行动，他是讲那个信号啊，那个信息。
The Gospel of John is a book of sevens.
所以约翰福音啊，总是有很多的七。
And there are seven miraculous signs.
有七个这样的神迹的信号。
That are given.
有七个这样的。
This is the second.
这是第二个。
He performed many miracles. miracles.
他做了很多的神迹。
But these specific ones were signs.
那这些呢是有特别的信息的传递的意思。
And the information that this sign conveyed was that he is the Lord of life.
那这个信息传递呢就告诉我们了，他就是生命的主。
It illustrates what we read in the first chapter that in him is life.
这就像约翰福音一章讲的，在他里面有生命。
And he has the power to transmit that life wherever he wishes.
所以他有这样的能力去把这个生命传递出去。
And so, the purpose of these signs we read about in chapter 20 of John. John chapter 20.
约翰福音的二十章。
Verses 30 and 31.
三十和三十一节，204页。约翰福音三十章，他就讲到他写这些神迹记载这个目的是什么。
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.
他耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
But he says the purpose of these was refined in verse 31. But these are written.That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name.
但记这些事，是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并也叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So these miracles the Lord performed, they were little signposts on the way.
所以耶稣行了很多的神迹呢。它有一些是上面有那个传递信息意义的。
And you're traveling down the highway and you see a signpost.
然后你在，就像你在高速公路上，你会看见路牌一样。
And you turn off your GPS.
你就可以把你的 GPS 关了。
They can lead you astray.
因为这路牌就能到带着你直接去了。
But the signposts tell you where to go.
因为这些路牌是给你指路的。
Turn left up here.
向左转。
And that's like, these miracles are like signposts for us to believe in the Lord Jesus that we might have eternal life.
所以这些的神迹其实就像路牌一样，带领我们能够去相信他是耶稣，耶稣是基督。
What was the greatest sign of all?
最大的神迹是什么呢？
The cross. What sign was that? What the Lord named that sign?He gave a name to it.
最大的神迹是复活啊。
Yes, it is eternal life. But the sign, it is a specific sign of the resurrection, and he gave a name to it. All you Bible scholars don't know.
他有一个名字啊，他说有一个名字。
He called it the sign of the prophet Jonah.
他管这个叫约拿的神迹啊，约拿的神迹。
As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, so the Son of Man is going to be in the belly of the earth 3 days, 3 nights.
约拿在鱼腹里啊，旧约的先知约拿在鱼腹里三天三夜哈。那他说这个圣子也在地底下。在地里三天三夜。
And as Jonah was brought back to life, so that's the sign. The sign of Jonah to Nineveh. They were astounded by this man that had come from a whale, had been in the belly of a whale.
所以约拿三天之后从鱼肚子里复活了，然后他从鱼腹里出来以后去了尼尼微传道。这就是个很大的神迹，这就是耶稣死而复活的神迹一样的意思。
Now someone has examined this account, and they said that if Jonah was 3 days in the belly of a whale, what would he look like when he came out?
有的人说呢，这个约拿在鱼腹里三天啊，他出来是个什么样子？
He would look as white as this page.
他会像这个纸一样白哈。
And There he would stand in all his naked glory.
然后他会，因为很白，这个很大的荣耀。
And when those people of Assyria saw this man, come out of a whale, it changed that, it changed their thinking altogether.
其实恰恰是这么一个人啊，那去到整个亚述人所带的尼尼微这个大城的时候，改变了一城的人。
So the Lord Jesus said, "I'll give you a sign." The Jews asked him for a sign.
所以耶稣当犹太人问他要再行个神迹的时候，耶稣说：“我给你们一个。”
But he wasn't going to perform signs like he was some type of circus performer.
所以他并不是说呢像马戏团一样给他们演一个神迹。
He said, "I'll give you a sign."
他说：“我要给你们一个神迹。”
The sign of the prophet Jonah.
他说就是约拿的神迹，就是讲他要从死里复活的。
He said, "You destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it again."
他说你毁了这个圣殿呢，就是人的圣殿。他说我三天之内要再建起来，使他要复活。
On the third day, when they went to that empty, they went to the tomb. It was empty.
所以三天呢，他们再去坟墓的时候，那就是空坟墓的。
His grave clothes were lying there with no body in them.
然后他的布啊，还在那里，但是身体不在那儿，已经走了。
When John and Peter saw those grave clothes lie there, they realized that they weren't disturbed. There was no body in the grave clothes.
所以当约翰和彼得去看的时候，他们看见这个布，他就知道是耶稣复活了，因为。人不在那。
Do you know how they bury the Jews traditionally buried them?
你们知道传统上是怎么埋犹太人的吗？
They got strips of linen. They would tear strips.
他们是一条一条的亚麻布。
So this about this wide.
就这么长这么宽。
And they would wrap each limb. They would wrap individually.
那每一个肢体哈，每一个。
The legs.
对。
And then they would begin to wrap the whole body.
所以每一个肢体它要先缠上，缠完以后呢，然后整个身体在一起再缠上。
And in between they put in spices
and myrrh.
And myrrh, yes.
对，然后在这个缠的过程当中，他们要把墨药和香料啊放到里面。
And two rich men buried the Lord Jesus.
两个富人啊，他们埋了耶稣。
They said there was about 100 pounds of spices and myrrh.
所以他们一个呢是带了100斤的墨药来啊。
When Peter and John came early that morning, they saw the empty grave clothes, undisturbed, not unwrapped.
所以他当彼得和那个约翰来的那一天呢，他们看见这个事情最震惊的是这个布没有解开的。他不是说缠上去再被人解下来，他是没有被打乱的情况下就摊在那里的。
And that stone, that huge stone was rolled away, not for Jesus to come out, but for the disciples to go in to witness that indeed Jesus had risen from the dead.
墓门口有个特别大的石头，特别重的啊。这个石头呢，在当时被挪开了。这个挪开不是为了要耶稣能出来，因为耶稣本来就从布里自己出来了，他也没有解开就自己出来，是为了让门徒能够进去看，否则他们进不去。
So the Lord Jesus, the Father had given him works, miracles.
所以耶稣呢，父是给了他很多的神迹的。
And that was the greatest was when he rose from the dead.
那最大的就是他从死里复活。
And the purpose of those miracles.They are recorded for us today so that we might believe.
那这个目的呢，就是让我们今天能够信啊，他是基督。
Now we have another witness.
那我们还有一个见证。
He says there, verse 37.
37节。
And the Father. This
就是父。
This is the fourth witness that he uses.
这是他第四个见证他用的。
The Father who has sent me,
这就是父
has testified, has himself testified concerning me. You have neither heard his voice nor seen his form.
差我来的父也为我做过见证，你们从来没有听见他的声音，也没有看见他的形象。
When we talk about the voice of the Father, there are three times in the scriptures we read about the voice of the Father from heaven.
那我们圣经里讲过有三次有父的声音出来。
Let's look at those three instances where the Father speaks of the Son from heaven.
那我们讲看来看这三次的记载啊，就是当父从天上的声音。
The first two are found in Matthew.
耶稣基督的第一次是在马太福音。
Matthew chapter 4, and I think Jesus has already referred to this.
对，就刚才 Jesus 长老讲到的。
Verse 17.
马太的四三章十七节，这是第一次。
No.
Yeah.
Four and Matthew 4.
Three seventeen.
Thank you. At his baptism, a voice came from heaven, "This is my Son, in whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased."
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So at his baptism, we have the Son being baptized, we have the voice of the Father, and we have the Spirit coming down like a dove and resting upon him.
所以在这样耶稣受洗的过程当中呢，我们有耶稣圣子在那受洗，有父的声音在天上下来做见证，还有圣灵像鸽子一样降下落在耶稣身上，这是三位一体的神全部在场。
There we have the entire Godhead at the beginning of his ministry.
所以所有的整个神的三位一体的神在耶稣开始服侍的时候呢，就已经在一起了。
The voice of the Father,
父的声音,
the Son coming up out of the water, and the Spirit descending.
圣子从水里出来，圣灵像鸽子般降下。
Invisible form, the Spirit came down in visible form like a dove.
它是一个看不见的形态，其实就像鸽子一样突然降下。
And it rested upon him.
它落在耶稣的身上。
So that was at his baptism, at his transfiguration in the same book, Matthew chapter 17.
同样的一卷书，马太的十七章，高登山变相的时候也有声音。
They're up on the mountain.
他们在山上。
Three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, are with him.
三个门徒，彼得、雅各、约翰跟他在一起。三十二页哈，马太福音。
And it was while they were there.
当他们在一起的时候。
It would be night time when they were there. So this when the light.Came from heaven, and he was transformed before them, transfigured before them. It would be a brilliant light in all the surrounding darkness.
这应该是一个晚上啊，那周围都很暗，然后有一个特别明亮的光啊，就是耶稣在他们面前变了形象了。
And there also appeared two men, Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus.
这里呢也出现了两个人，一个是摩西，一个是以利亚，来跟耶稣说话。
And the three disciples, they didn't know what to do. They were afraid. They were astounded.
那三个门徒呢，他们也不知道该怎么做，他们很害怕。
As you can imagine, how would you feel? You're gone to the top of a mountain. Suddenly, the Lord Jesus, he appears as a brilliant light. His clothes are like flashing lightning, running up the threads of his clothing.
你可以想象，突然之间，耶稣变得特别的明亮，然后整个衣服如此的洁白啊。
And two Old Testament prophets from hundreds of years before appear with him.
两个旧约的先知在几百年前、上千年前的这个突然出现。
And so they didn't know what to say.
那他们都不知道该说什么。
His disciples, that is.
就是耶稣的门徒啊，这三个门徒不知道怎么说。
So they said, "Well, we want to honor."Moses and Elijah and Jesus, we want to honor you all. We'll build little booths for you.
然后他说呢，我们要荣耀你们这三个人啊，那我们要给你们造三座棚。
What God the Father did is He brought His cloud down over them.
然后这时候呢，天父呢就把这个云彩降下来。
Moses and Elijah disappear.
然后呢，摩西跟以利亚不见了。
And we have the voice of the Father.
这时候。父的声音就出来了。
And Jesus is there alone.
耶稣是在那里单独 带着的。
He says here in verse 5.
对，17:5。
While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, in whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him."
说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来，说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”
Then, just before his suffering,
然后呢，在他受难之前，
the voice of the Father came again.
父的声音又出来了。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
Yes. Well, his garments were shining bright. But if you look at it next, it says in the morning when they came down.
应该是十二章的。
You can study that for yourself. On you know, we won't take time right now.
Okay.
But the next day, when they came down from the mountain, they spent all night in the mountain.
对，我们在讨论是为什么是晚上。
Yeah. So here we verse 28. We have the Lord, verse
27.
The Lord Jesus is saying now, because it's just before he goes to suffer on the cross.
这是他就要去上十字架之前的时候了。
He talks about his death in the using a figure of speech in verse 24.
然后他讲到他的死呢，用了一个比喻，在二十四节用了一个比喻。
I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Here the Lord Jesus is using a metaphor that his death will result in the salvation of many.
他就用个比喻，他的死呢能够带来很多的果实。
And after finishing this statement, he says in verse 27.
那这些讲完以后呢，他就在二十七节说。
Now my heart is troubled.
他说我的心里忧愁。
What shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
And then a voice came from heaven.
当时就有声音从天上来说。
I have glorified it and will glorify it again.
我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
The crowd that was there heard it, said it had thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him.
站在旁边的众人听见，就说打雷了，还有人说有天使对他说话。
So if we go back to our text in John chapter 5,
如果我们回到我们的上下文五章啊，约翰福音五章的上下文。
And we read there in verses 37 and 38.
我们看37和38节五章的。
He says, "You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you." Verse 38.
38节说呢，你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为他所差来的你们不信。
Now, when he says there in verse 37, "You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form."
37节说呢，我从来没有听见他的声音，也没有看见他的形象。
He's not saying the outward voice. An outward form, because how would they weren't there at any of those occasions, probably.
所以他并不在讲外在的声音和形象，因为刚才父说的那个几次呢，他们这些法利赛人完全有可能也在场的。
The key to understanding those two verses is found there at the end, in verse 38. Nor does his word dwell in you.
所以能解释这些的内容的是在38节的后面，就是他的道啊不存在你的心里，不在你的心里。
You see, it's through the word that we understand.
所以是借着神的道我们能明白的。
We have never seen Jesus.
我们从来没有见过耶稣。
We haven't seen his form. We haven't seen his works.
那我们也没有见过他的形象，没有见过他的工作。
Nor have we seen the Father manifest Himself.
我们也没有见过父显明在耶稣里面。
But in our hearts, we have.
但是我们的心里啊，我们知道。
We believe the record that God has sent His Son.
我们相信这一切的记载。
We've heard the Father's voice in our hearts, haven't we?
我们听见在我们里面听见了父的声音，不是吗？
Those that have trusted Christ, they know the voice of the Father.
那些信靠耶稣基督的，其实他们就听见了神父的，就是父神的声音。
We've heard His voice. We've seen His form.
我们也看见了他的形象。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that, like the disciples, the same night that he was betrayed, around the table, they were asking him questions.
就像那天晚上耶稣被卖的那天晚上，其他的这个门徒们围着。
And Philip says,
那腓力说呢
？Lord, show us the Father, and that'll satisfy us.
啊，你能不能把父显明给我们看？那我们就满足了。
And Jesus turns to Philip and says, Philip, have I been with you for such a long time?
那耶稣就转向腓力说，那腓力，我是不是跟你待的很长的时间了，在一起？
And you don't know who I am?
你不知道我是谁吗？
He who has seen me has seen the Father.
看见我就看见了父。
The Son completely reveals the Father.
圣子完全的把圣父形象显明出来。
So on verse 38, he says, or verse 37, you have never heard his voice, nor have you seen his form. Why? Because verse 38, his word does not dwell in you.
所以37和38节是一个因果递进的关系。所以37节为什么说你们没有听看见呢？没有听见呢？是因为你们这个话，神的道不在你们心里。
And the reason why your word The word does not dwell in you because you have rejected the one that God has sent to reveal him.
是因为你们拒绝了那个差来神差来要显明启示这些话的那个人，就是基督了。
In their blindness, they refuse to come to him.
所以在他们的眼瞎里，他们拒绝来到父面前，来到基督面前。
And they've rejected God's record in the scriptures.
他们也拒绝了神在圣经里记载的这些事。
Because the scriptures all spoke of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们都知道整个圣经都是在讲耶稣基督。
You remember those two on the road to Emmaus?
你都记得那两个走到以马忤斯去的两个门徒。
It was on the first day of the week the Lord had risen from the dead.
那一天呢，耶稣已经从死里复活了，是一周的第一天。
But the truth had not reached their hearts.
但他们的心里啊，没有那个真理。
They were walking back home 6 miles away where they lived.
那他们的走回家啊，这离耶路撒冷大概六英里。
They were trudging along the road, very disheartened.
那所以他们非常沉重的、伤心的回去。
Suddenly a stranger approaches them.
突然有个陌生人接近他们。
It's Jesus, but they didn't know him.
是耶稣，其实他。但他们没认出来。
He asked them the question, "What is it you're talking about when you're walking along so sadly?"
然后耶稣就问他们，你们在走路的时候在说什么呢？你们这么哀伤的在说。
He said, "Tell me, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem that you don't know what's happened in the last few days?"
他们很奇怪啊，说你难道不是从耶路撒冷没听过那么大的事情发生了吗
？What happened? He said.
他就问他们什么发生什么呢
？Well, it's concerning Jesus of Nazareth.
他说拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
He was a prophet, mighty in word and deed.
他是一个先知啊，他有非常大的能力。
We thought that it was him that was going to be the Messiah and redeem Israel.
我们都认为他就是那个弥赛亚，要来拯救以色列的。
He would free us from the Romans.
会把我们从罗马人的统治里解放出来。
But they took him and killed him.
那他们却宗教阶层却把耶稣抓起来杀了。
This is the third day since.
今天是第三天了。
So he gave them a little Bible lesson, but still their eyes were closed.
然后呢，耶稣给他们讲了一些圣经
的内容啊，
我们可以看一下，但他们还是迷糊。
Luke chapter 24，
这是路加的最后一章啊，24章，约翰福音前面一卷书就是路加福音。
Luke chapter 24 and verse 27。
路加福音24章的27节。
Verse 25, we'll read from.
我们先从25节读起。
He says, "Oh, foolish! How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken."
耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter His glory?
基督这样受，还有进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话都讲给他们。
Still they didn't understand.
能明白。
It wasn't until he took the bread and they saw the marks in his hands.
所以直到30节那种坐席的时候，他就拿起饼来掰开，他手上的钉痕啊，就。
That they recognized who he was.
他们就显出来，他们知道这是耶稣了。
And then that same evening,
同样那天晚上，
he suddenly appeared in a room where his disciples were gathered, with the doors locked.
他突然之间在门徒们聚集的锁着门的那个房子里呢，他又显现了。
And he appears right in the center.
他直接就在当他们这群人中间显现了。
He convinces them that it's him.
他向他们显明啊，这就是耶稣，他就是耶稣。
Then we read in verse 45.
那我们来看45节。
He opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
That is what we call illumination of the Holy Spirit.
这就是叫做圣灵的光照。
Where the Holy Spirit reveals and opens up the scriptures that we could see Jesus.
也只有圣灵能够启示，打开这个圣经给我们，让我们能够接受基督，能够明白基督。
I read the Bible for months before I saw my eyes were opened.
我真的得救之前，我读圣经读了一个月，因为读不明，几个月。
I lived over on Bowen Island. You know, off Horseshoe Bay. You know where that is?
我住在那个 Bowen Island 那边。
And it was in the winter time, and I couldn't work. I worked in a sawmill there, but I couldn't work in the winter time.
我在那边的一个锯木厂工作啊，但那是冬天，所以没什么工作。
Every morning I wake up and I'd read the Bible.
每天早晨起来呢，我都读一点圣经。
I make a fire and My wife is still sleeping. I read.
然后我自己点了一堆火啊，太太还在睡觉，我就自己读啊读啊读。
I was attracted to the book. I believed it was true, but I didn't know the Savior.
我受这个书吸引，我也相信它是真的，但是我还是不认识那个救世主。
I hadn't yet heard His voice, and I hadn't seen His form.
所以用这个圣经的刚才的话说呢，我也没有看见他的形象，也没有听见他的声音。
And one day in the spring, 49 years ago,
那在一个春天的一个一天，那是49年前了。
My eyes were open.
我的眼开了。
I heard his voice.
我听见了他的声音。
From my heart, I cried out, Father.
从我的心里我就喊出来，
My
Father,
父啊，我的
父，我的父。
I saw the form of the Son of Man.
我也就看见了神圣子的形象。
A beautiful man sent from heaven for just for me.
那一个特别美善的人，就是从天上来，就是为了我们。
He came all there. There was no evangelist to speak the word to me.
没有什么传教士当场跟我讲什么话。
I didn't know any Christians.
我也不认识什么基督徒。
Except my mother and father who were praying for me, but they lived far away from me.
当然了，我的父母他一直在为我祷告，但他们住得很远。
I was lost, but Jesus found me.
我失丧了，但是耶稣把我寻回来。
And I heard his voice, and I saw his form.
那我听见了他的声音，也看见了他的形象。
So one of the most beautiful things that I see now today is the form of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as He moves among men. As I read about the Scriptures, I see Him in the Scriptures, the most beautiful form of any in the world.
从此呢，我就意识到这我看见的最美好的形象就是耶稣。那他。显明了神的形象，这是最美好的形象。
We'll continue next week.
我们下一周会继续。
We'll finish this and we'll probably go into chapter 6, which is the feeding of the 5,000.
那下一周呢，我们可能会把五章全部讲完。那我们会开起头开始讲六章，五饼二鱼五千人吃饱的故事了。
Another miraculous sign.
另外一个神迹，另外一个。
We'll ask our brother G if he would just send us away with God's blessing.
这弟兄带我们祷告。
Our loving Father, we thank thee again for thy great love. And Lord, our hearts are melted in tears when we think of thy form, Lord, and thy great heart of love. Lord, who can reject that?
Yes.
Who can turn away from that?
Mm.
And our Father, we thank thee that you have touched our hearts.And you've opened up our eyes and our understanding to behold this one who's altogether lovely, even thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. And in him consists of everything. We need not look anywhere else. And we thank thee again that he's our great shepherd who has promised that he would never leave us, mm-hmm. nor would he ever forsake us.
Amen.
And Father, we thank thee again that he has guided us through thy word.And Lord, we know that people just pick up this book and they read it like a novel, or just for interest's sake, they read it for information. But it's the Spirit of God that leads and guides us through thy word. How else can our hearts ever understand thy ways and thy form? So Lord, thank thee for teaching us from thy word this morning. And we thank thee for our brother Eric, Lord, who's guided us through the scriptures. And Lord, we thank thee for this study.Now, Lord, we ask thy blessings for each and every one that has come this morning. Lord, send them away with your blessings.
Yeah.
Lord, watch over them for the rest of the day and the week as they continue to wait upon thy coming. And Lord, how much we yearn for that. Thou art coming soon. And we thank thee for that promise. So bless us here and watch over us as we continue in your ways. We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.